Hello, UNC Radio, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi.
This is Susan.
Hey, Susan. Good.
I'm calling to wish a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. How are you all?
We're actually fine. We're great. I mean, I came into the station as usual in a horribly bad mood.
Because
I was having a fabulous day. It was a wonderful day. I got work done. I was doing some stuff. I made my special duck for dinner that I learned from my mom, and it came out fabulously well. And then I lost medicine that one of our dogs is supposed to take. We picked it up today. He was out of his meds. He had just enough to get him through the day. So we went to the vet and got the meds that he needs. And somewhere between the vet's office and my pocket and home.
What is that place called?
And we had to, at the someplace that Joyce likes to eat.
Westlake. They might be around somewhere in Westlake, Susan. We may have to go scavenging tomorrow.
By the way, can you?
Yeah.
Can you hear Joyce when she talks on that mic? Are you able to hear her?
Oh yeah.
Oh good. Okay. Cool. Cool.
Susan and I have been together for so long, she understands my telepathic powers of thought.
So this bottle of pills, which I don't want to tell you how much it cost, is gone.
Yeah.
God knows.
I have animals.
You know what it's like. So I come in here just fuming and steaming and like, oh great, this is how the year ends, you know. But
not with a bang, but a whimper.
Yeah, or with a rattle of a pill bottle that's probably rolling around some parking lot. Or
we'll find it tomorrow. We'll go looking and we'll go.
The potatoes didn't take the medicine by mistake.
I'm going to ask one of the potatoes. Potato, did you take our dog's gabapentin? I'm seeing colors, Gabby. Wow.
Is Gabby Penton the name of the stuff?
Yeah, it's not a Gabby Hayes. It's something called gabapentin. It's a pill they call.
Who does? One of my sisters.
You know, Susan. You know what?
Wow.
It's supposed to be for like nerve pain. So if you have like any kind of nerve pain, you take it.
Yeah. So, of course.
I didn't know they gave that to dogs, too.
Oh, yeah. They gave it to our dog 3 times a day, as a matter of fact.
Maybe your sister confessed.
Now, let me ask you something. Did you retrace your steps at all, or you didn't have time?
Well, it was too dark and too cold, and I didn't, you know, I looked in the car, because I figured that'd be where it would have fallen out of my pocket. But more.
You call the vet's office back to see if you left it on the counter.
I'm going to do that first thing tomorrow morning. That's the main thing. I would hope they call me back if they saw it, but I'm worried that it's at the restaurant.
One time I was at the airport and I left all my ID and my credit cards up on the counter.
Oh my.
Well, they found you, didn't they? Or not until you got off the plane in the other state.
Yeah. No, they did. They found me.
Yeah. No, my worry is that I lost it either in the supermarket or a restaurant or we went to the...
Why don't you ask Susan if she has any New Year's wishes that she wishes to extend to her kinfolk?
Joyce doesn't want to talk about... See, I didn't want to talk about this until now. Now I want to talk about it on the air. But Joyce is right. Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Do you care about those things, Susan?
You want to say hi to your kinfolk back west? I was going to say east.
California?
Yeah.
Well, no, I did that. My family had their Christmas on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yesterday, and we Skyped for a while for the first time.
Wow.
And my father, who always said, "Don't put me on the internet," thinks that the internet, well, he used to.
Yeah.
Now he loves it.
Oh, my God. Wow. So does he get naked on Skype and stuff like that?
Not with my family.
Well, I don't want somebody has to bathe him or something.
Oh, jeez, David.
That's how Joyce bathes me.
Now he thinks it's really the greatest thing.
Good. I mean, my parents are as Luddite as they come, but when they got themselves not a Nook, what did they get?
Didn't they get one of the aunts bought your dad a tablet.
A Kindle or a...
No, it's a real more of a computery thing, but a tiny,
iPad
kind of a thing. And for the past, like, 2 years, that's all they use. They barely even use their old, big, clunky, big computer, and they love it. They do it. They use it all the time. You know, and these are people who are not 40 anymore, you know? So people change.
Do you Skype with them at all?
Actually, I haven't. I don't know why, and I should. I could. come to think of it. I got to log up and see if I haven't used it in a while. I don't know if I'm going to reload it up. Yeah, it's free.
Yeah. I was going to say, one of the best things about it.
Yeah, right. You're talking to a middle-aged Jewish man. That is the best thing about it. I mean, it was to spend more money for medicine tomorrow. Actually, it was choice of pay for the meds, but
it's you know, Susan believes like we do. Animals are little furry people. So
how are your cats?
Yeah, ask about Lucy and Dinah.
They're happy. Lucy's in trouble.
What do you mean in trouble with a male cat?
No, they're not. They can't get in trouble.
Oh. How do you
no,
mean,
that
no.
got taken care of.
Yeah. Oh, I have the quote of the day.
What?
Talk to Susan.
Susan.
Yes.
Susan, David saw this. What's the name of the film, David?
Inside Llewyn Davis.
You say.
Yeah.
And there's a scene in there about a cat. In fact, the cat is woven through the whole movie.
No, it's nothing bad happens to the cat, Susan, but a man, the Llewyn Davis man, is supposed to watch the cat. And he lets the cat out, and the cat shouldn't be let out.
Yeah.
And then you know what happens? He gets it. Then the people come back, and he gets a cat to like a proxy cat to fill in.
Yeah, he figures it's a real. He doesn't realize he's gotten him the wrong cat. But
haven't seen that film yet. I heard that there was a cat in it.
I don't think you should see it, Susan.
But what happens is he brings them the cat. He also has a falling out with the family. And what makes it even worse is they discover that it's not their cat. He picked up another stray,
mm-hmm.
and they realize, oh my God, it's not his cat. And this is what the woman goes kind of berserk on him and says, it's not even the same sex. And this is one of the greatest lines in movie history ever coming at you. I don't know if you can hear it, but here it is.
It's not even male. Where's his scrotum? Where's his scrotum?
Greatest line ever.
Hysterical. And I can't believe you have a wave or a bite of it.
Oh, I had to make one. I had to find the scene on YouTube, then record it, load it down. And it took about 4 hours to do this, but
yeah.
It's worth it. You know. Mm.
4 hours for one line?
Oh,
yeah,
but one line.
If you're a person that works for words.
Or Susan, look on his website. He has a picture. We screen saved the picture of the woman.
Holding up the
she's
cat.
She's a beautiful woman. She has a sweet face like an angel. She's very sweet.
Older
she has glasses. Gorgeous woman. You know,
yeah.
Very very sweet. Very open and holding the cat. And the cat's really he's very cute. Well, it's a girl, and she has big eyes, and she's very beautiful.
Yeah, but she's traumatized.
No, the cat doesn't look traumatized.
No,
the cat looks happy.
The
woman's traumatized.
Yeah.
But the cat looks happy.
The woman's traumatized.
Of course, it found a home.
What? Sorry?
Oh, and by the way, Susan, all the cats at the vet and all the dogs except one are placed for a home.
Good.
I know you'd be happy that one cat they found a home for, so.
Yeah,
sure, I knew that. Last time I was in there, I asked them about it, and they said, oh, yeah, he got adopted out.
Good. Thank goodness.
So that was really sad. But it's nice to know that they'll take them in like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
if you die.
Say, did you answer the question about resolutions? I don't recall. I have Alzheimer's today. I remember nothing. But did you? We asked you the question, but I don't know if you answered it.
Not specifically, because, of course, you know, we never keep them. Or we keep them, but we're not really conscious of keeping them.
Yes.
I mean, the ones that are hardest to keep are, you know, the usual stupid stuff like weight, exercising more.
Mm-hmm. Don't kill.
Not voting Republican. I mean, those things are kind of easy to start.
But you know what they say, Susan? I heard a poll. I heard a poll that the average number of days that someone keeps a resolution is, guess how many? You'll probably get it. Guess
five.
How many? No, a little more.
10.
Nope.
8.
Exactly.
1 week in a day.
Yeah, isn't that funny? They said the average amount of time that people say, I'm going to walk every day, or I'm going to not curse, or I'm going to stop smoking, or, you know, I'm going to...
I'm not going to crash that ancient jet in the ocean.
Or, oh, goodness, or, you know, plant a tree, whatever. And then people, 8 days later, it's over. Yeah.
Well, the weight thing, I mean, you know, we're doing kind of okay on that, except the last 2 weeks, right, Joyce?
It's holiday time, Susan, you know.
Yeah, it's very hard to...
But there's other kinds of resolutions that, I guess... to do good work,
mm-hmm.
to stretch myself because I struggle with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Do you mean like with yoga or Pilates?
Yeah. but more in the area of the brain.
Okay. Oh, now you're doing pito, the gray cells.
The little
gray
cells. Yeah.
The little gray cells.
You know, to...
What? Yeah.
I think, Susan, didn't you want to take up clog dancing? I thought that was one of your to-do.
But you have to finish carving my wooden shoes.
What do you think I'm doing now here, Susan? After I carve the wooden shoes, I will be at the urgent care.
Let me tell you, Susan. You know.
And then I'm making your tap shoes so that
hey.
Can take up Lord of the Flat.
Oh, no.
No, God, no.
Do you mean for me or David? Which one?
It would be good for that.
Hey, as the Danish person said,
oh.
I wear clogs, wooden shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, Lordy.
I need the sound effect on that, yeah. I just, we have our sound effect machine. Cowbell.
This is the cowbell, Susan. It's a cheap sound effect. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My father, when he was very young, he was the DJ at a tiny little radio station in California that was out. It way out in the country in a very small town, and there was a cow that lived in the field right outside the station, and they got that cow to come up to the window.
And you're making
when
this
it was
up,
time for
so.
The news. So you're following in a grand old tradition that you didn't even know about.
You mean they had a news cow?
Oh, a news.
Yeah, I guess they did.
Oh, they had a sports pig and a news cow and probably. An entertainment report chicken. It was
probably.
Wow.
By the way, the person there was somebody else calling. On
I'm writing
the line
down the number. Hold back. On.
So when you can, but we want to talk to Susan just a
yeah,
little.
Yeah, of course.
Sorry.
Do you have another caller?
Yeah. Can you believe people are actually calling in?
Do you have other people there with you in the studio tonight?
We're hoping. We were aware. If you want to come, are you in locally in Greeley, or are you further away? You're at home. You're already relaxing because you can come on down.
I'm in Greeley, but I'll be in bed in about 15 minutes.
Woohoo, I'll be right over.
Oh, my goodness.
Indeed.
I feel
I'm, I don't know. I can't say I'm old because I'm a gerontologist, and to be old is a wonderful thing. But let's just say I tend to go to bed a little early, even on New Year's Eve.
I would say, Susan, you're just a morning person. You're a morning bird, early bird.
When you get up at 5-ish or finkelish, 5-ish finkelish?
Five-ish Felta?
Get Felta. No, no.
His last name?
Five-ish Finkel.
Finkel, that's it.
Yeah. Well, you know my famous poem, right?
No.
Oh, no. Susan, oh.
If you don't Finkel... if you don't Finkel, Five-ish Finkel has a strange winkle, you should see him tinkle.
Very cute.
Thank you.
Did you just make that up?
Cute. Yeah.
Oh,
anywho,
Lordy.
So, Susan.
Well, it's very good. Well, I just wanted to wish you all a happy new year.
And
Joyce,
you too.
I'll probably see you Friday, or if you do want to go look for your meds tomorrow, we can do that.
I will be doing.
If they're open.
Yeah, that will be my morning, Susan, I think.
Yeah, mine too, that's for sure. Well, but Susan, it's a most, most happy new year to you. Thank you so much for giving us a buzz and sharing part of this New Year's Dave's Gone By special with us. You're a great friend. And we're very lucky
thank you. You guys are too. I love talking with you.
Likewise.
And I will see you soon.
Oh, Susan, we'll see you next year, okay?
Yeah. Thanks, Susan.
Bye.
Bye, Sue.